This podcast is brought to you by Saturn, the company that's rethinking everything.
Hello, everybody, and this is JustVocabulary.com, and today's two words,
sinister
and
profusion.
And as always, we announce today's flashcard winner, and we're going to review a word from our previous show. Okay, but now let's get started with our first word.
Sinister.
Sinister. The evil villain had a sinister plan to take over the world.
Sinister.
Frank's sinister smile and squinted eyes scared the children.
Sinister.
The shadows of the trees looked sinister in the moonlight.
Sinister.
The adjective sinister is spelled S-I-N-I-S-T-E-R.
Sinister.
What does it mean? Sinister suggests evil. Sinister is often used to describe a person or a situation that is threatening or projecting evil. Example, that's a sinister-looking dog. Something described as sinister gives the impression that something harmful or evil is about to happen. Another example sentence, there was a sinister undertone in his words. Sinister in Latin means on the left side. Now, sinister has come to mean evil because of an old superstition that the left side of the body was unlucky. Think of the word sinister as a more sophisticated way of saying bad or wicked. Okay, some synonyms: threatening, evil, wicked or ominous, and two antonyms: benevolent or benign.
This podcast is brought to you by the 2008 Saturn Aura, the sports sedan that gets everything right. Like an EPA-estimated 30 miles per gallon highway, over 95 standard safety features, and the reassurance of a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, whichever comes first. See retailer for details. Rethink responsible. Go to Saturn.com or test drive the Aura now at your local Saturn retailer. Saturn, the company that's rethinking everything.
Okay, let's move on to our second word of the day.
Profusion.
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 Mark loved the recent profusion of books and articles on his favorite subject.
Profusion.
Lisa had never seen flowers so beautiful and in such profusion.
Profusion.
This spring, the flowers bloomed in greater profusion than in past years.
Profusion.
The noun profusion is spelled P-R-O-F-U-S-I-O-N.
Profusion.
What does it mean? Profusion means an abundance or large quantity of something. Profusion means a great deal or a large quantity. The related adjective is profuse. Here's an example sentence. The company accepted blame and sent us profuse apologies. The adverb is profusely. Example, after running for an hour, Lisa was sweating profusely. The noun profusion is derived from the Latin profusus, which means to spread out or to pour out. Okay, some synonyms: abundance, extravagance, or bounty, and two antonyms: lack or shortage. Okay, that means it's time for our review question.
Proselytize. Proselytize.
It's a word we introduced in our previous show. It means to convert or try to convert someone to a different religion or belief. And here is one example sentence. The preacher tried to proselytize visitors to his church.
Proselytize.
Okay, that's it. I want to wrap it up, but not before I announce today's flashcard winner. Today's flashcard winner is Neil from Canada. Then another short announcement. As you might have discovered, we have a new sponsor. The company is called Saturn. And what we would like to know is, do you now have a better impression of Saturn because they are sponsoring Just Vocabulary? So please really answer that question on justvocabulary.com. That will be really great. So thanks for listening and hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.